Join me in the call to worship. Rejoice, friends, for the Lord has called us here.
We come joyfully, for we have heard the good news of Jesus' resurrection.
Open your spirits to receive all God's blessings.
May God shower blessings upon us, so that we may in turn bless God by our service.
Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Let us pray. Blessed is your name, O Lord, your name we have hidden in our hearts. We are in awe of all that you have done for us, your prized possessions. Your love is above all loves. Your love is faithful even to the point of the death of your precious Son and his resurrection from the dead. From the beginning, your plan has been working out, from one generation to the next. We give thanks for all that you have done, all that you are doing, and all that is yet to come under our sovereign care. Amen. Please pray with me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Be seated.
The Old Testament reading this morning is found in Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 11 through 18. If you want to follow along in the Bible, it's on page 375. This is Nehemiah after he has just come back to Jerusalem. So I came to Jerusalem and was there for 3 days. Then I got up during the night, I and a few men with me. I told no one what my God had put into my heart to do for Jerusalem. The only animal I took was the animal I rode. I went out by night by the valley gate, past the dragon spring and to the dung gate, and I inspected the walls of Jerusalem that had been broken down and its gates that had been destroyed by fire. Then I went on to the fountain gate and to the king's pool, but there was no place for the animal I was riding to continue. So I went up by the way of the valley by night and inspected the wall. Then I turned back and entered by the valley gate and so returned. The officials did not know where I had gone or what I was doing. I had not yet told the Jews, the priests, the nobles, the officials, and the rest that were to do the work. Then I said to them, "You see the trouble we are in, how Jerusalem lies in ruins with its gates burned. Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem so that we may no longer suffer disgrace." I told them that the hand of my God had been gracious upon me, and also the words that the king had spoken to me. Then they said, "Let us start building." So they committed themselves to the common good. The New Testament reading is found in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 through 9. "Rid yourselves, therefore, of all malice and all guile, insincerity, envy, and all slander. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow into salvation, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. Come to him, a living stone, though rejected by mortals, yet chosen and precious in God's sight. And like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, 'See, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame.' To you who then who believe, he is precious, but for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the very head of the corner, and a stone that makes them stumble and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the word, as they were destined to do. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Gospel reading is in Luke 6, verses 46 through 49. Famous parable of Jesus. "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I tell you? I will show you what someone is like who comes to me, hears my words, and acts on them. That one is like a man building a house who dug deeply and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood arose, the river burst against that house, but it could not shake it because it had been well built. But the one who hears and does not act is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. When the river burst against it, immediately it fell, and great was the ruin of that house." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Faithful to the end. lift up to God our prayers, our joys, our concerns.
Morning. Sanctuary looks a bit different today. There's some candles, there's a sandbox, and a couple baskets of rocks. All these props are for the covenant ceremony, and I promise that they will make sense in a few. The ceremony came about as my final project to complete inter-ministry training in 2016, and the purpose of it is to unify you with God and with one another as you begin your search for a new pastor. I've used this liturgy before, but it's always adapted to the congregation. So after I met with Pastor Gary and with Ruth, we decided that the theme should be rebuilding. Rebuilding is a biblical theme. The most famous account of rebuilding was accomplished by a man named Nehemiah. A book of scripture is dedicated to his story, and I'm going to share a bit of his work with you. In 586 BC, the Babylonians destroyed Jerusalem, tearing down the walls and burning the temple. Many captives were taken back to Babylon, where God encouraged them to settle down because they'd be there for a while. And you can read about that in Jeremiah chapter 29, the letter for Jeremiah to the captives. But in 559 BC, the Persians came to power. When Artaxerxes became king, Nehemiah served as his cupbearer. Nehemiah's job was to taste the king's wine before it was served to make sure it was safe to drink. Could be risky business. One day, Nehemiah had a visit from his brother, Hanani, who lived in Jerusalem. And Hanani reported that the walls of Jerusalem were ruins, and Nehemiah became very upset. And he really couldn't hide his sorrow. And the king noticed that he was sad. And he said, "Well, Nehemiah, what's wrong?" Nehemiah shared the cause for his sorrow and said, "You know, Jerusalem is in a mess. I have family there. I really would love to return and rebuild the walls around my beloved city." Now, this was not an easy process. The king gave Nehemiah leave. And lots of supplies. Nehemiah went back, and he did begin the process. There was Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the Ammonite and Geshem the Arab, and they did not like this at all. They tried to interfere. But God was faithful to Nehemiah during the rebuilding. When a church loses a longtime pastor, it can feel as though the walls of the church have fallen down. Pastor Tim was here for 23 years. That's almost a quarter of a century. But the process of rebuilding must begin. And God must be trusted to carry you through the rebuilding. This covenant ceremony uses three candles. Ken Hopkins will speak about the first candle, which represents Pastor Tim. Pastor Gary will speak about the second candle, which represents his time as the interim pastor. And you'll be invited to come forward, take a candle, light it from Gary's candle, place it in the sandbox, okay, and take a rock. Then I will return to wrap things up. So I'd like now to invite Ken Hopkins to come up and light the first candle.
Quality and craftsmanship and materials become apparent over time when rains, floods, and storms batter away at us. Many around us and among us fail to see the foundation, the rock which we are preparing for this process of calling a new shepherd to be built on. Few are aware of the prayers and time and energy that have been put into this so far and will be put into this process. Matthew 7:27 says that it's not a minor slippage. The house fell with a great crash. We don't want any part of a great crash. So this church is taking the time needed, relying on God's word to build on the rock, the truth of Jesus Christ, Jesus' teaching and his life, and taking each of the necessary steps to go forward. Our God, our Lord, is our rock and our fortress and our deliverer. Our God, our rock in whom we take refuge, our shield and horn of salvation, our stronghold. Today is yet another step forward. Let us join together in reciting of our covenant. Father, it is good to praise the Lord and worship his holy name.
scripture before we build them all out. Peter's first letter opens with one of the most beautiful passages of scripture. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in his great mercy has given us new birth into a living hope that will never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you. Peter then goes on to praise Jesus and call us to holiness, but we can't become holy on our own. Text reads, beginning, as you come to Jesus, the living stone, rejected by humans, but chosen by God and precious to him, you are like living stones, being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices to God through Jesus Christ. Living stones. I have to tell you, when my husband and I bought our property up on Woodbridge Lane about 30 years ago, we chose a lot that had some broken down old rubble stone walls. And it was Bill's plan to take all these stones, which he did, and build several walls around our house. I can't read this scripture without thinking about those days and all the time he spent doing that. There are hundreds, maybe thousands of rocks to build those walls. And one thing is clear, you can't build a stone wall. You can't be a spiritual house with just a couple of rocks. It takes everyone working together. Your purpose is clear, to become a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession. Because he called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Pray daily for the church, your church, God's church. Put your rock in a place where it can serve as a reminder for you. You can do this. You will be amazed, and God will be amazing in the process with Jesus as your cornerstone. Amen. Our closing hymn is, "We Are All One in Mission."
To plan and work.
go in peace to rebuild this church and to love